Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's the economy that just keeps on kicking. Americans were still spending heavily at the end of 2022, helping to drive an annual GDP rate of 2.9%, better than expected. And more good news, lower than expected weekly jobless claims. The unemployment rate remains at a 50-year low, but the economy is slowing. The concern from Main Street to Wall Street, recession.
This is going to be a mild correction as opposed to deep and dark.
I hope you're right.
Couple of things. Number one, coming up, one of the most important financial companies in America says these four cities will suffer a crash in home values, not unlike 08. Good Lord.
Is one of them your city? Dun, dun, dun.
Secondly, where was that from, that report? NBC News. That was sloppy. That was poorly edited. He left out a word.
I would.
That was bad. And what I had one more comment on it. I can't remember how it ended. It had to do with how it ended.
But more data coming out just like in the last hour.
Oh, this is it. I'm sorry. Got a long, detailed email from somebody in the know talking about the unemployment rate and what a huge share of people are unemployed and no longer seeking work and are beyond the limit for being counted as unemployed. So they're slacking in collecting government money, but they're not listed as quote-unquote unemployed.
That's a number that should be published on a regular basis. Yeah, I want to hear about that. So more evidence that the economy is cooling, which is good news, right? We were talking about this yesterday. I don't know what's... Usually that's bad news. Usually the economy slowing down is bad news. But when you got rampant inflation, it's good news because that's what they're trying to do by raising the interest rates. And consumer spending fell 0.2% in December as inflation cooled is the top headline there. U.S. households cut spending last month, adding to signs of an economic slowdown, which is a good thing in this situation because that's what we want, to bring down inflation. So inflation was at the lowest that it's been since October of 2021. They're shooting for 2%, but the core PCE price index, if you follow that, is down just a little bit. So the whole one thing they don't mention is, isn't spending down in December really a big deal? Because I assume that in general, I've spent more money in December than any other month of the year all my whole adult life.
I'm sorry, was that a month over month figure?
Yeah.
Wow, well, yeah. That's striking.
Yeah, it seems like it.
No.
Anyway, it's going the right direction by going the wrong direction.
Exactly.
Slowing
Jack,
down.
Picture yourself cooking rice on the stovetop, and the rice is boiling over, and that sticky crap is getting on your stovetop.
Mm.
Well, if you can turn down your burner just a little bit and rein that in,
you'll have
that's
some
a dough. Happy thing.
You'll have the delicious, fluffy, economic rice that you so desire.
That's exactly right. But if that boil, that overboil, continues, then you got to turn that burner down to half, less heat, as it were.
And you'll be engaging in cannibalism before you know it.
What? No, no,
barbaric.
No, not at all. So the Fed has its hand there on the burner, and if we can avoid them turning it down really, really low, we're all better off.
Couple other nuggets before we get to the... Are you living in one of the housing markets that's about to be decimated? CVS and Walmart are cutting pharmacy hours because they just ain't got enough workers. So if that's where... CVS is one of the places I go to the pharmacy. So now it's going to be a tinier window on fewer days that you can go pick up your drugs.
Speaking of the quote-unquote unemployed and or employed, how is it all of a sudden there's a shortage of pharmacy workers? That's a decent paying job, I'm guessing.
Intel has had, quote, an historic collapse. One of the companies I remember back in the day first came to California. That was like the key to you were on the rocket ship to wealth if anybody in your family worked for Intel.
Getting your stock options.
The Bernstein analysis, that's one of your financial analyst groups that's highly respected, said it's now
sounds
clear.
Sounds like a paperback novel, the Bernstein analysis.
It does. Tom Hanks is going to play the lawyer in the movie.
Yes. He got fat for the role.
The Bernstein analysis is... Analysts and whatever. It is now clear why Intel needs to cut so much cost, as the company's original plans proved to be fantasy.
Do 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 do.
That's a heck of an analysis from a financial guy. Their original plans proved to be fantasy.
What? We did like math and stuff. Wow. That's something.
Yeah, I'd say so. All these different companies laying people off. Left and right. See, that comes with the whole slowing economy, which is a good thing. Remember that.
Right. So speaking of economic measures that do or do not matter to normal people, many of them are interesting and might long term be of concern, etc. But what your house is worth matters, especially for anybody you might be thinking of buying or selling in the next few years or home equity loan, blah, blah, many, many examples. And if you own a home, I don't need to give them to you, and I've just wasted your time. But Goldman Sachs, in their latest analysis of the housing markets around America, and they don't do the idiotic and useless national trends thing. There's no such thing as a national trend in real estate unless it is a cataclysm.
Right. It's just incredibly useless information. Really, it doesn't even matter to me. Like, I'm looking to buy a house this year, I hope. It doesn't even matter to me what's happening over there.
Right.
Compared to my neighborhood. Doesn't make any difference.
Right. Yeah. Even a state real estate trend is ridiculous.
Let alone what's happening in Florida.
Having said that, these four cities will suffer a 2008 crash in home values, according to Goldman Sachs. And who knows if they know what they're talking about. Most markets are going to go down, they think. There are a handful that will be stable or actually rise because they're so red hot.
Which, if you're looking to buy a house like I am, seems like good news, except the interest rates keep going up. So, all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Interest rates have spiked from 3% to 6%. Why, that's roughly doubling, Jack, in a year, setting off the second significant home price correction of the post-WW2 era. Very quickly, they think many northeastern, southeastern, and midwestern markets could see mild corrections. New York, Chicago, our prices are barely going to fall at all because there's upward pressure. And markets like Baltimore and Miami, which is an odd pair, are expected actually to rise a little bit. Everybody else is going to go down, and the four markets they cite as probably about to take it right in the pants include San Jose, California, speaking of the Intel layoffs, and the Facebook layoffs, and the Twitter layoffs, and the, who am I missing, Google layoffs. Also Austin, Texas, another tech capital.
Mm.
Phoenix, Arizona, not again. I actually co-own a little real estate there, and yikes. Oh, not again. And San Diego, California will likely see boom and bust declines of more than 25%, again, according to Goldman Sachs. 25%.
Wow. That's a major change in your net worth. Your home drops 25%.
Yeah, if you're owning or selling, bad news. If you're thinking of buying, hang on for a minute.
Yeah, and you can get a fantastic 7% rate on that home, which used to be, there was a time, very many times when that was a great rate, but now it seems like a horror.
Yeah.
It seems like you're buying a house with a credit card.
It's like all of a sudden I was 25 for a couple of years. Now I've got to get used to being in my 50s again. And I don't like it. It's normal. It's fine. It's to be expected. There's no injustice here. But it sucks.
For some reason, that reminds me of having the conversation with the kids yesterday. We were headed to a restaurant to eat. And they were, neither one of them, as thrilled as they wanted to be about where we were going to eat.
Martin's again?
That's actually what Sam wanted. He wanted Morton's steak. We ate one time, and that's what he always wants. I said, and that's what I always want to. Anyway, so I asked them, I said, if you could eat anything at all right now, and you had the ability to, you know, just have whatever you want right now, what would you get? And he wanted a Morton's steak, and Henry wanted a Red Robin gluten-free burger. That's his favorite thing. Anyway, I said, what would I eat if I could eat anything I want? And Sam said, you can eat anything you want. You can eat anything you want, and you don't do it because you limit yourself. Idiot. And I said, well, that's just part of the growing older and more mature experience. You can do lots of things, but you don't for a variety of reasons, health and financial and...
Right.
He can't get over the fact that I could eat whatever I want or buy, you know, practically whatever I want or whatever, but I don't. It's just hard for him to imagine.
You could sit there shoveling candy into your mouth all night long.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to tell you that's enough Skittles.
And it's kind of hard to, I don't even remember when that changed to where you don't want to do that. Because when you're a kid, you do think, man, if I'm, you know, when I'm 18 and have a job, I'm just going to sit there and eat peanut butter cups all night long. But it's at some point you very, I've always used the example. I say at some point, you know, you're going to care about your weight because you're going to want to have a girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. That'll matter to you. But he's a nut.
Right. Or diabetes or blood pressure or whatever. Yeah. Well, in answer to your question of a second or two ago, when that changes, I believe part of God's great plan or evolutions or something or other, right around when you can do anything you want, you can't anymore. I'm Joe Getty.
Yeah. But a lot of it, some of it is that you can't because health, whatever. But sometimes you don't want to. I mean, I don't want to.
Well, physically, I can't sit there and shovel Skittles into my mouth. I'd puke.
But even, even if the doctor said, you're okay, for whatever reason, you can eat as many peanut butter cups as you want, I'm still not going to eat a whole bunch of peanut butter cups. I have no desire to. For some reason, I'm not exactly sure why. I need to write all this stuff down and remind them when they're grown-ups. Remember when you wanted to eat as many peanut butter cups as you could? You said as soon as you turned 20, you were going to eat 500 peanut butter cups.
If I could eat anything right now.
Anything right now. Health cost not an option.
Papa Dell's Pizza, deep dish, sausage and onions, Champaign, Illinois.
Boy, a good pizza is a pretty good choice. You, Michael, if you could eat anything right now, no cost or health and not an option.
Pizza. It's got to be a good pizza.
Probably Mike and Ike's for me.
Oh, boy. Child. you child.
I don't know. Our text line is...
Skillets and iced tea.
If you're a writer, one of the funniest things that's ever happened about writing happened yesterday. Stay tuned. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Congressman George Santos is trying to get reporters to warm up to him, so he's been leaving food outside of his office for the reporters. This is real. Of course, when they opened the Chick-fil-A bag, it was Arby's.
Santos is
a liar, is the thing.
Well, he in a very unique, very strange sociopathic way. He's an outlier. I mean, just really weird. And it's horrible that he's a member of Congress. But the mechanism for dealing with that is kind of an interesting conversation. You know, the Democrats are proposing some sort of Santos rule, they would call it, where if you lied about your resume, you get booted out of Congress like that. And everybody's, I mean, come on, really? If we start policing lies among politicians, how do you even start? I mean, what constitutes enough of a lie to get kicked out of Congress?
Well, and there'd be five people left milling around chatting with each other. We don't have a quorum. Are you serious? We're not even close. All right.
I mean, isn't that something that there's no way you could have if you lie about anything, you get booted out of Congress thing. It just wouldn't work. Starting today, like starting immediately.
Well, and given our experience as a nation with fact checkers who are utterly partisan opinion chuckers, you know, who gets to define what's a lie, what's an exaggeration, what's spin, the rest of it? It's utterly unworkable.
Trump was allowed back on Facebook by the Facebook people. Didn't get near as much attention and pushback as Elon letting Trump back on Twitter. That was considered horrible. But anyway, Ian Bremmer's take was, my view, correct decision, especially since many foreign leaders have remained on the platform despite far greater transgressions. Good for Ian Bremmer to point out that absolutely true fact. But deeply uncomfortable that decision to remove/return as a U.S. president is arbitrarily made by a single person. I agree. One person decides whether a sitting president or former president has access to this massive platform. That's an interesting world that we live in there. And here's my favorite thing that happened yesterday. How much time, Michael, did I paint myself into a corner? Oh, I got enough time. So the AP style book is something that a lot of people use for writing to make sure you're following the rules or whatever. And the AP style book put this out yesterday. We recommend avoiding general and often dehumanizing the labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. Instead, use words such as people with mental illness and use these descriptions only when clearly relevant.
So that's people with Frenchness.
So that's the whole people experiencing homelessness that we have mocked. And, you know, while I mock that, it's, you know, whatever. It's not that big a deal to me. But the French? You can't say the French. That's one of your examples. AP then followed up their own tweet with a tweet about their tweet in which they said the use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is upcoming.
Oh, you people don't need to be clowned. Correct. You beclown yourselves. Wow, self-clownage.
Right, you put on your own clown show. I don't even need to, like, you know, toss you a unicycle or anything. You've brought all of the gear.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to parody myself. Yeah, come on. Wow. How can you be so lacking in self-awareness, you woke lunatics?
Who wrote originally that we shouldn't say the French?
People experiencing Frenchification. Francisitude.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Oh,
yeah, no kidding. I need to reread virtually everything Orwell wrote about torturing language and erasing history. Oh, I want to talk about that later.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five former Memphis police officers have been charged with second-degree murder in the deadly arrest of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. All five officers also charged with aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, and official misconduct charges.
What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal.
The announcement comes amid rising tension ahead of tomorrow's release of video from the deadly traffic stop.
And so that's tonight that the video comes out?
That is correct, yeah. A young man beaten to death, allegedly, by five cops in Memphis. A black man, the victim. Five black men, the cops. There's no happy in this. There's no good in this. But at least we don't have to deal with the never-ending and often, you know, unsupportable idea that it was out of racism.
Because the cops are black. So, yeah.
Although, as I mentioned earlier, the Marxist, woke-tivists will say, well, they'd internalized white supremacy. So,
Are there any, you know, because usually there are some mitigating claims being made by various people, lawyers, the cops, whoever, that, this person, had a gun or swung on the cop or had just tried to beat up an old woman, or are there any of those things? I haven't heard any of those with this story.
No, not yet. It's still very early. The only thing I've heard a lawyer say is we don't even know what evidence they have. There's been no discovery. We're totally in the dark here. Oh,
I feel like the forces involved in releasing this video are trying to soften the impact by letting everybody know how awful it's going to be.
Yes.
Which makes me think it's pretty awful.
Yeah. Yeah. All the city leaders and everybody involved is just saying it's tough to take.
So there's a chance this video lands. later today on a Friday, and Memphis is in flames by dark.
Yeah, everybody involved is begging for peace. The family of the young man who was killed is just saying, don't burn down the very city we live in. Don't burn down our neighborhoods, etc. But the professional Marxist agitator anarchist types, your Antifa types, are streaming to Memphis right now to make violence. and the cops will probably be hesitant to do anything about it because of the tensions, some sincere, some manufactured. And which brings us to the ultimate point of this segment. Oh, and coming up, something much more lighthearted and cheery about proper behavior.
Cheerier than innocent people being beaten to death by cops? Okay.
Yes.
It's a heck of a standard. Indeed.
Noticeably cheerier. I wanted to get this on. Juvenile crime is surging, reversing a very long decline. And some of the particular stories are... well, they're shocking. Kids killing kids. But violence among children has soared. Juveniles. I'm going to say juveniles. A 17-year-old gangbanger is not a child. Violence among juveniles has soared across the country since 2020. In the U.S., homicides committed by juveniles acting alone rose 30% in 2020 from a year earlier. Those committed by multiple juveniles increased by 66%. Number of killings committed by children under 14 was the highest in two decades, although that's not a very big number. And that is in multiple cities around the country. In New York City, for instance, police said 124 juveniles committed shootings during 2022. 124, which is up from 62 in 2020 and 48 in 2019. Now, as anybody who is street savvy will tell you, a big part of this is that the gangs are putting the guns in the hands of juveniles because often they can't or won't be tried as adults. And that's their gang initiation. Go shoot this guy. You're a kid, you'll get away with it.
Well, from just a cultural standpoint on crime, I mentioned this off the air yesterday that I am a law-abiding citizen. I've never stolen anything. I've never committed a crime of any note. I was accused of committing a crime once on the air when I mentioned that I left a movie I didn't like and walked into a different movie, and I was told that that is actually a crime, defrauding an innkeeper. But
that's absolutely correct, and you've as much as pled guilty by admitting it.
Those are the level of crimes that I've committed in my life. But I got to admit, with the current culture, like local Walgreens near me, I saw a video the other day of people walking in and just clearing off the cosmetics aisle into a bag and walking out the door without anybody doing anything. I could see maybe, I don't know, I hope not, 18-year-old me. I'm already a little drunk. It's late at night. I want another 12-pack of beer and I ain't got no money. Nobody's going to stop me. I'm at the grocery store. I'll just grab it off the shelf and walk out the door.
Right. Right. Well, and you brought
because
me to...
Because it's, you know, the mood is, or you look around and you think nobody cares. I mean, it's what is this? I don't know what beer costs nowadays. It's been so long since I bought any, but here's $15 as a portion of the amount of money they're going to lose tonight with people stealing. Nobody seems to care. So,
right, right. And a couple of key points in this. Number one, kids and criminals, and certainly kid criminals, they test limits. They push limits. They will keep going until they feel repercussions, until there are negative consequences for their actions. And we have this progressive idea / policies that have instituted the idea of there shall be no repercussions. We'll remove the repercussions.
We cannot prosecute our way out of the inequalities we have seen,
says Dracula the Frog, George Gascon in Los Angeles, for instance, one of these progressive George Soros-funded prosecutors. So you have the kids who are already of a somewhat antisocial bent pushing as far as they did in 2019, but in 2019 they felt repercussions and they had to rein in their behavior. Now they don't anymore. Secondly, and this is a key point and highly troubling, according to virtually everybody quoted in this rather long article from the Wall Street Journal, the pandemic and the school shutdowns made it much worse.
Mm.
The kids lost their ability to solve minor problems, to relate to other people, etc., and minor what would have been minor altercations and disputes are now settled with deadly force. So good thing we kept the kids out of schools for the thousandth time, as they're not really effective vectors of the disease, and they were practically not at risk, and everybody knew it, including Europe and the red states. But anyway, so now we have lots of people dying. So that's just fabulous, isn't it? Speaking of a lack of consequences, here's a video that's gone viral. Florida Amazon driver, delivery driver, robbed by two convicted felons who have a combined 85 felony charges in their criminal histories between these two guys. 85, and they just keep turning them loose, and they put a gun in this girl's neck and said, "I will kill you if you move." Terrifying her and changing her life forever. Just keep turning them loose. Anyway,
it's championship weekend. Gonna two NFL games to just see who gets to go to the Super Bowl. Got the latest line on those two games if you're interested. Coming up.
The charmingly lighthearted portion of the segment coming up in a moment or two. George Washington's rules for civility as a 14-year-old.
Mm.
George Washington, no youthful offender. After a quick word from our friends at Lear Capital. Isn't that right, Michael? Yeah, okay. So the stock market's wild gyrations. It's dropped last year. It didn't bother people who owned gold nearly as much. And experts are predicting a recession around the corner, but gold prices remain shockingly low, therefore a bargain.
And so that makes now a great time to invest in gold, with some experts predicting gold going up 100%, hitting $4,000 an ounce this year.
During the recession of 08, gold shot up over 50% and helped investors secure their savings and retirement accounts against loss. Hasn't happened yet, so there's a lot of upside. With over 25 years of experience, an exceptional Trustpilot rating, and their risk-free investor pledge, Lear Capital is the choice to look into.
Get your free Wealth Protection Investor Guide and receive up to $15,000 in free bonus gold based on the value of your purchase.
Visit LearArmstrong.com or call 1-800-868-1275. That's 1-800-868-1275 or LearArmstrong.com. One more time, LearArmstrong.com.
This will take 15 seconds. There's two games. The Eagles are favored by 2.5 over the 49ers. The Chiefs are favored by 1 now over the Bengals. The Bengals had been the favorite. It must be the news of Mahomes' ankle being better. That's got to be what moved the line, right?
Are you saying Bengals? It sounds like you're saying Bengals.
I don't know. Am I?
It's Bengals. The Bengals.
The Bengals.
The Bengals.
But so the Bengals.
He said it again, Michael. Am I wrong? He's saying Bengals.
Yeah.
Mahomes has never been the underdog, and he has been all week long, but he's not now because his ankle must be better. So there you go. Nah. Is it an Arrowhead?
Or racist. Yes. Okay. They have a home field throughout. Or Las Vegas just needs more money on the Chiefs to balance the books. Anyway, although, as we discussed yesterday, there is kind of a wisdom of crowds thing going on there as well. So George Washington, you can actually see this. I think you need a special pass, but they have this at Mount Vernon. Not Vernon and not Bengals. At Mount Vernon, you have George Washington, who wrote out a copy of a very popular tract at the time, 110 Rules of Civility. This is when he was 14 years old.
That's not what I did when I was 14.
No, indeed. Rule number one, every action done in company ought to be with some sign of respect to those that are present.
There you go.
That's kind of benign. Number two, already goes sideways with rule number two. When in company, put not your hands to any part of the body not usually discovered.
What does that mean?
Don't be scratching your nuts if you're hanging out with other people.
Hey,
you asked me. I'm a scholar. I'm a historian over here.
Easy.
It's in modern parlance.
All right.
That's why I'm such a popular teacher. Number three, show nothing to your friend that might affright him.
Look at this.
Hey, look at this box. It's a vicious badger. Rah! Oh, I am affrighted. You violated rule number three right there. Rule number four, in the presence of others, sing not to yourself with a humming noise, nor drum with your fingers or feet.
Hilarious.
How great is that?
If it had been, 150 years later, and do not click your pen.
But the whole singing to yourself. Somebody drummed. My dad was a notorious finger drummer. And I try to remember not to, but, you know, we have a bunch more of these. Want to take a break and do a few more?
That is a funny one. A young George Washington tapping his feet to the latest hit song. Don't do that. It annoys people.
Some waltz. Right, so more of George Washington's rules for whatever the heck coming up. Also, Louis C.K., funny man. But not only a decent exposure of himself, but has some wacky political views. Ugh.
And it looks like it's going to be harder to get mentally ill homeless people off the streets than we thought. Stay tuned, all on the way. Bengals, the Bengals. Bengals, the Bengals.
Yes, yes, see?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Everyone's waiting to see if you come.
I have my favorite thing that I'm going to hear today. Has already happened. And the day is young, but I will not hear anything better than this all day long.
Wow.
This sparks joy. You remember the Marie Kondo idea of, you know, don't have anything in your home that doesn't spark joy. It was part of the Marie Kondo lifestyle of having a very tidy house, tidy mind. She had that book came out almost a decade ago about keeping your home clean and not having any clutter around and how perfect her life was. Then she had a Netflix series about like that. This is out today. This is freaking fantastic. She was 27 when that book came out. Now she's 38, and she said she's basically given up on the idea of being tidy having three kids.
How perfect is that?
That's the best thing I've heard all day long. She actually says that she's given up on the idea now that she has kids.
That's perfect.
It is. She said that keeping a minimalist home filled with only items that spark joy and all stored and folded just so and organized by color has become an increasingly unattainable goal as her family has grown. Up until now, I was a professional tidier, so I did my best to keep my home tidy at all time. I've kind of given up on that in a good way now that I realize what's important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home.
Welcome, friend.
Yeah. Welcome to the life we were all living when you were lecturing us about not having anything in our home that wasn't in the right spot or didn't spark joy. You freaking fraud.
I was a hoarder, as I recall, or I lacked discipline, or I just needed to be honest with myself, as I recall.
And now you've decided, you know what? I think I'll just have a messy home and enjoy hanging out with my kids. Yeah, that's what we were doing when you were lecturing us and making gazillions of dollars. I mean, that book was huge. And then she had two Netflix specials. And now, that's hilarious. She's 38 with three kids. I kind of gave up on that. It's impossible.
Yeah. I'm not going to go nuts about it.
I'd love to see her house. She's got laundry on the couch. The sink is full of dishes. There's a pair of socks over there in the corner from one of the kids. You know, like everybody else.
Those socks bring you joy, Marie, huh? Do they?
Dishes got to be from at least Tuesday. That's sparking a lot of joy.
So coming up next hour... One of the California mass shooter guys, one of the old Chinese guys, has granted a jailhouse interview in which he admits to the crimes and explains some of what happened.
Wow.
We'll have the clips for you. That's next hour. Now, if you got to go somewhere, you got to do something, or you don't get the next hour on your radio station, whatever, grab it.
Stay. Don't get the podcast. Stay. Don't go to work. Your wife's having a baby. She can wait.
Lack of discipline. She'd wait if she, you know, had discipline. Anyway, like Marie Kondo says. Anyway, they're used to. So if you can't hang around, grab the podcast later. Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Just look for hour three. Anyway, back to George Washington's rules for comportment. George Washington, no Marie Kondo. His rules for comportment stand today. And they also prove that human nature does not change. This is damn near 300 years ago he wrote this stuff. It might be 300 years ago, come to think of it. Let's see. If you cough, sneeze, sigh, or yawn, do it not loud, but privately, and speak not in your yawning.
Oh, man, I'm getting tired.
But put your handkerchief or hand before your face and turn aside.
He wrote this at 14. He wasn't the most fun teenager I've ever been around.
Well, in his defense, he was copying the rules for comportment from a popular guide of the time. But sleep not when others speak. Sit not when others stand. Speak not when you should hold your peace. Walk not on when others stop.
But what was the first one? Sleep not when others speak?
Yeah. What? Well, maybe they ought to jazz it up a little bit because it's boring.
Yeah. Huh? Just full on fall asleep while people
are taking a nap.
Walk not while others stop. Okay.
Yeah. Put not off your clothes in the presence of others, nor go out your chamber half dressed. Cover your junk, in other words.
Don't get undressed when others are around. Yeah, I think we kind of come to that naturally, most of us.
Boy, this one's good. At play and at fire, it's good manners to give place to the last comer and affect not to speak louder than ordinary. In other words, if you're gathered around the fire, somebody shows up, make room for them.
Mm.
And don't be so loud. There's no need to shout here. Spit not in the fire, nor stoop low before it. Neither put your hands into the flames to warm them, nor set your feet upon the fire, especially if there be meat before it.
I don't want you spitting in my fire, but you can go ahead and put your hands up there and do the whole, man, that feels good. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that either. But what if there's meat before it?
Well, I don't want you to put your feet up close to where the meat is. I get that one.
No feet near the meat, idiot. Let's see. Shift not yourself in the sight of others, nor gnaw your nails.
founding father, father of our country, saying, don't chew your nails.
And finally, one we can all agree on. Bedew no man's face with your spittle by approaching too near him when you speak.
Oh, that's a good one. Say it, don't spray it. That's what the founding father was saying.
Bedew no man's face with your spittle.
Scratch not thy arse in the presence of ladies.
Armstrong and Getty.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.